In this day and age, there is what I call the digital divide. So many things are happening at max speed that you can hardly keep up with what's new. We see mobile phones getting obsolete after only a few months. Apps and operating systems keep on updating. And now, even online platforms evolve at supersonic speed. Boomers like me can hardly cope. That's where the divide is. And now, I've asked some experts in the podcast realm to help me sort it out. PodMom, Patsy Ferrer, and creative and marketing expert Gerald Trier will help me sift through this onslaught of new and innovative ideas on the online environment. This is brought to you, of course, by Cutprint Productions. Ladies, welcome once again to the Masterclass.
Hi, George. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you. And let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. Okay, first question, what's the difference between a podcast and a live stream and a vlog and a blog? And are there any platforms I've missed?
Wow. What? And the fire, thunder round?
Thunderbolt. The
difference between a podcast and a live stream and a what?
Vlog and a blog.
In a vlog.
And whatever I missed out. Diba? There's so many things that are happening now.
It's basically a difference in platform.
Okay.
Because they're all catering to different social media platforms. That's what they call it. So usually live streamers are on Twitch or Facebook. Mm.
Okay.
And they usually cater to gamers because that's what they do. They play games or there's also... On Facebook, there's also live selling where
like what
they
we talked about
online
last week.
Stores, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then for vlogs are basically blogs that are in video format and they're usually found on YouTube. And podcasters are more podcasts are more flexible because they could be on audio streaming apps like Spotify and some podcasters also opt for YouTube as their platform.
You can have a podcast on YouTube. What about the video?
Yes.
What about the video element?
Yeah. Well, it's actually more of a video of you conversing using the topic. So you have a video accompaniment for your podcasts.
It's just like what we're doing now on Zencaster. We have video here so we can put this on YouTube, technically.
Yes.
Yeah, if we are recording the video, yes. So it's like the recorded session of the podcast that you're recording. So for example, a very good example of that is Jet Pangan. Jet's talk show, sort of. He is doing some of his episodes are video format, and some of his episodes are podcast format, and then some are both. So he has his premium about his show where some of the episodes will only be video available only in his YouTube channel, and then some are only going to be available in his podcast. And he wants to do it that way because he wants to have a premium for the people who are watching the video in YouTube. That this is something that it's only here in YouTube. But if you go to my podcast, there's also something in there that's only for podcasts. But sometimes we actually publish both, like the audio recording, the audio version, and then the video version of an episode. But
what's the rationale behind this?
Sorry?
What's the rationale behind the whole thing? I mean, you know, why come up with so many different, aside from the premium, of course. So what's the main reason behind it?
Variety of reasons. One would be the audience that are in YouTube already and what they want to see in an episode. They want it to be more visual. And for example, if it's a very good example, again, is for Kiko Reyes. His episode with his guitars and his setup at home. And last year when we were in the first wave of of the lockdown, and he showed his equipment, how he set it up and everything, so that people who was also doing the same work like recording or want to set up their own studio at home, they can do it. So this, you know, there are some things in video. There are only some things in a topic that you can you can talk about, and then some of them you have to really show. So we want to tap the market in YouTube as well, who's been following Jet for so many years, and you know, give them this premium and also like see more of what the other guests can offer. Things that we cannot just talk about in the podcast. So again, it's also like casting this net of ideas and also of content in YouTube, and then hopefully get more viewers and more followers as a result.
It take the production budget is much higher when it comes to that element to the video, because like for Kiko Reyes, for instance, you need a camera to. And you have to set it up in Kiko's place, right?
Actually, you know what, George? Not really, because with Kiko, we only use his phone. His webcam. So right. We were able to record the episode using... He was able to record like, okay, this is... Using his phone, okay, this is my setup. He was showing it using his mobile phone and recording it. And then when we were doing the interview, per se, he was using his, I think he was using his phone at that time because he was roaming around. So yeah, just the phone. Actually, you know what? Phones are very powerful nowadays that you can do the entire vlog with just the phone. So it wasn't really as expensive because it was just the phone that we were using.
Now, speaking of, you have video, you have audio, there's a premium on video. How do you sell that, Jirel?
Actually, I think that's the beauty of podcasting. It's that it depends on the platform you're in. And so there are certain audiences that are just on YouTube. And you have to appeal to them in a different way from those that you sell Spotify podcasts to.
Oh, you mean to tell me that, you know, people who are on YouTube or who watch YouTube don't necessarily listen to Spotify?
Yes.
There's a huge gap?
There is a percentage, yes. There's a percentage.
Okay. I didn't realize that. I mean, you know, I thought if you watch YouTube, automatically Spotify is there. It's all for free. So you go to Spotify too. So it's not the case.
It's not the case. No, no. Not all the time. Not all the time.
So what's good about it is that if you are on different platforms, you can toggle between the two. And you can get viewers from your YouTube to watch you on Spotify. Or your listeners from Spotify to watch you on YouTube. And that way, you get more you get more listeners or viewers
so
on
mileage
platforms.
Is increased. I see. Yes. Okay, yes. Let me cite an example. Maybe you could give me some advice because my partners have been ribbing me about it. Like they asked me, so what's your topic on Masterclass? And I said, how to make money out of podcasts. And they told me, so what the hell are you doing with our live stream? We haven't made money out of it yet. Like I'm talking about Boomer's Banquet. It's a live stream every week. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. It's on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. The audio element is put on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and the rest are on YouTube and FB Live. Now, question is that the same? Can I market that? Is it possible to market that?
Yes, definitely. I think, you know what, especially for live stream, sponsorship is the sponsorship. And if you are in another platform where they can give you money or token and then convert that into money, that is something that can make your show that can monetize your show. So basically, let's say Boomer's Banquet have an episode for about you know, mga foods that nakinalakhan natin, you know, how course, given that, you know, Boomer's Banquet is about all about nostalgia. Mm-hmm. And then we can, you know, you can get that, say, I want to say Lydia's Lechon. Mm-hmm. I want to say Lydia's Lechon or Mang Tomas, because, you know, they've been in the, you know, they've been the, yeah, one of the, ang tawag nito, halige ng pagkain, uh-huh, Pilipino, di ba?
Uh-huh.
So, you can get them on board as a sponsor. And, you, mm-hmm, know, the entire story is we want to create this nostalgic episode about food, comfort, mm-hmm, food for Filipinos. Like, mm-hmm, for example, Mang Tomas is our national sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, how Lydia's Lechon is like the go-to lechon restaurant for Filipinos who, you know, have this, gatherings. So, mm-hmm, that's one way. And then other is what I've said earlier, if people can give you tokens. I think YouTube now is allowing that, and also YouTube and Facebook is allowing that now somehow. Like, they can give you tokens and you can convert that into cash.
Oh, okay.
So as you're doing the live, you can see what people are giving you. They can give you like 2 tokens, 3 tokens, and that can be what, 50 pesos per token.
Yeah.
And you can convert that into cash. Just like what Leica Gem, like the Leica Gems are, yeah, you know, can be converted into cash. So
yeah, we'll get to Leica Gems later. That's another enigma for me. Anyway, so tokens or what you're talking about is listeners or viewers can actually give you tokens. Is that, yes, what it is?
Yes. While you're paying, live streaming. Yeah.
So you know, because I hear mass at Radyo Katipunan every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pop-up like get some tokens, blah 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 blah. I didn't even know what that was, so I always scratched it. So that's it. That's how, yes, you contribute to. Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's interesting.
So
who came up with that crazy idea again? Because Leica even got into the Banco Central's nerves. How did that happen? Who started this huge idea about gems or something?
It's about fintech. Know, yeah, fintech, uh-huh, fintech, fin technology, uh-huh, like financial technology, right? So
yes,
this is the, we are in the, I think I would like to say we are in, again, like also with GCash and all of those, like
PayMaya or whatever.
PayMaya, this is all fintech.
Okay.
Virtual wallet and virtual money. We are in the onset of turning everything into tokens. And we are on the onset in the beginning of a world where tokens is as good as money, because you can purchase stuff now. Because using Leica gems in a gas station, you can buy stuff now using
really?
Those, right?
Really?
Okay. I have a friend who was able to get
just hang on for, excuse me, just a minute. The previous discussion was brought to you by Lydia's Lechon, the go-to lechon. And now, this portion is brought to you by Leica Gems.
Oh, yeah. If this episode is... Wait, we need to contact Isabel, our business development manager. If this episode
yeah,
is...
We have
contact,
that, yeah.
Look at how organic I was able to slide that in.
That was seamless, huh? The way you were able to do that. And so that's it. So.
GCash and all of that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And pardon me for saying this. I know my nephew was one of those who developed this, but I never really got a chance to ask him, what is PayMongo and how is it different from PayMaya and GCash or whatever?
You can answer that, Q, because I have not experienced that yet.
I haven't heard of PayMongo yet, but uh-huh, it's probably another e-wallet.
It's not like GCash. From what I heard, it facilitates.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So let me do a quick look around.
Uh-huh.
So it's a payment hub. No, it's a payment hub. So what it does is like it connects, for example, if you're an SME, bilis, no? Uh-huh. Bilis ka, no? So
this is brought to you by PayMongo. I'm going to have to call my nephew. Hey, you're going to have to pay us for this.
Patsy only did like one search and she gets it. So what it does is it connects small businesses to the big big payment gateways. So when I say payment gateways, these are actually it's a payment gateway. Sorry, PayMongo is a payment gateway. What it does is it connects the SMEs or the businesses, however big they are, regardless if you're an SME or enterprise, and it connects you to GCash, to
PayPal,
GrabPay, PayMaya, PayPal, so that so that your customers can pay however they want to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the payment hub, or they are the payment gateway on which you can say, I can make coins.ph, you can pay via coins.ph, via 7-Eleven, and all of that.
So it's similar to DragonPay, basically.
Yeah, right. DragonPay. I've experienced DragonPay.
Mongo, let's not do that, guys.
Oh, okay. We have to scrap that part so that we can have it sponsored.
Sponsor us, right. My goodness. This episode is turning out to be a loaded commercial episode.
People are like, are they serious? No, guys, we're not serious. This is coming out very organically. For a better comparison, yes. So that people, because people already know who DragonPay is, it's actually quite the same. Yeah.
You know, I had a pleasant, speaking of which, I had a pleasantest experience this morning. I woke up getting a text message from Lazada. Apparently, my refund is now on Lazada wallet. Why don't I get it in cash? Because they want to make sure that I buy from them again.
Yeah, so that you can use the money that got refunded for another product that you buy from their app.
Oh, very nice.
But is Shopee allowing you to send it back to your bank account or no?
Shopee allows withdrawals. They call it withdrawals to your bank account. And I think there is a similar option in Lazada, but there will be transfer fees.
Oh, yeah, their usual 15 pesos. It's just like GCash.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, so GCash is owned by Ayala. You transfer to BPI. You still have to pay.
Right. So you will be discouraged to take it out of the wallet. So they want
you might as well buy.
Keep it there and use the money as is to buy something else.
Very interesting.
You can transfer George your money to your account if you want to, because they're also doing like payments, so you can pay bills already in all of those platforms. It's really as good as like real.
It's competing with GCash already. Is that so?
All of them are competing with each other in terms of services. All the wallets are giving you like, I can do this better, because here you can do shopping. Like, for example, GCash, you can already do your shopping inside the GCash app. You can have...
Grab has one already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
You noticed? Grab already has one.
Yeah, we are living in a world where, you know, you don't really need to go out.
Right.
You don't need to go out anymore.
Okay, so going back to Boomer's Banquet. If I ask Cutprint, can you market Boomer's Banquet? Would you do that? And of course, Jerel is saying, I don't think so.
She's thinking of how.
It's a live stream, FB Live. It's a fresh episodes every week. We normally guest celebrities. You know, the first contest we ever had in Boomer's Banquet was when we guested Side A. The producers of Side A were so happy with the first concert that they did. We guested them. So we guested them again. They were so happy. They gave 20 tickets for us to give away.
That's already part of promotion.
That's right.
Yeah.
And New Colors did the same thing just 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
What I was saying about Jerel thinking about how to do it, it's because that's how we think. Like, it's not like, of course we can.
Never say no. Rarely. Yeah.
Okay. That's food for thought for you, Jerel. I'll be expecting an answer by next week.
I've already thought of several ideas of how to get more following and how to actually create already monetary.
A lot of our viewers, I don't know if they return or they're new viewers who were convinced by old viewers. Like, I'll give an example. Mm-hmm. One of our best episodes, one of our most watched episodes, is when we featured the PMA, Philippine Military Academy. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, okay.
And it's surprising. Up to now, viewership is still increasing every week.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. See,
it's amazing.
All the sponsors listening, listen to that. That's, you know, they're bringing more viewership. New viewers every week. That's good.
Yeah. But it goes without saying, Jo Marie Chan, the usual suspects are also there's another one, the voiceover announcers of television has been garnering a lot of viewers also. See, so if you want to have an idea, just go to YouTube, Boomers Banquet. All our episodes are there. It started almost at the same time Masterclass started last year.
Masterclass, I was going to say. It started at the same time as Masterclass. And it's weekends, right, George? Morning?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 10 to 12 every Saturday. See?
Very
like
early.
This Saturday, we're going to be featuring. Well, Boomers. I mean, Boomers wake up early and sleep early, right?
For me, George was like, George Inka asked Inka and myself. I'm like, sorry, George, talagang andaming work that week, and we're like, how are we gonna do this? We wanna do it, but parang kami ni Inka. Oh my gosh, andaming work that week, and then it's 10 a.m. Yeah, okay.
I get a lot of complaints about that. I get a lot of complaints from guests about that. Why do we have to wake up early? It's because it's Boomers Banquet, you idiot.
No, but what? If as a marketing professional, that's one of the things that I would suggest, that you consider a much later time slot.
No, but you can watch. But you can watch the YouTube showing on demand.
But
right?
Yeah, that's true. But
you be there during the live event.
Right. You want the viewers to be there to be able to monetize the event. So you will put it in a much later time where viewers are more likely to relax or scroll through their phones at that certain time. And the more viewers that are watching the live, the more that would be able to send you tokens through Facebook or YouTube or whatever platform that you would like to be in.
Okay, so give me a brief on that. I'll suggest that to my co-hosts. I'll tell them. Cut Print says we suck. So we need to change our strategy, right?
We have to also check if your account is eligible for the tokens, though.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what do you mean eligible? Like, why do you have to do that?
So for people to send money or send the tokens to you guys.
So how do you get to be eligible for that?
Jarell can...
This is giving birth every week. Like we keep on talking about so many new things. This is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. It's we just started the podcast and look where we are now. Anyway, so Jarell, carry on.
So there are a number of followers required in order for your account to be qualified as a live streamer or a performer specifically on Facebook. But there are certain apps that can Kumu.
Yeah, right. Kumu.
Kumu is actually, they have a lower follower requirement for lives. And you can also monetize through tokens, and you can also try TikTok. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Pat's TikTok also you can monetize through tokens if you
but
go
TikTok
live.
TikTok has a
TikTok.
Time limit, right? Is there a time limit for TikTok?
In live
for lives?
I don't think for lives. I think that's just for posting. They can go up to 3 minutes now. If you're an account, if you're account has a lot of followers, you can go up to 3 minutes now. Because I think Inka and Justin can have like 3 minutes worth of content loaded. Oh. For live, it's but not defined.
George, there are people who video their sleep on live streams.
So what do you see?
On
snoring and drooling and whatever?
There is an actual market for that, and people actually send coins or tokens to people who are live streaming their sleep.
Hoping that they don't wake up anymore. Is that it?
Well, we don't know why they're sending their money, but they are, right?
It's not that dark. Hopefully it's not that dark. People are just like,
keep on sleeping. Come on, don't wake up anymore.
Or maybe people are making bets. I think people are probably making bets on what time this person is going to wake up.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Is that how crazy this world has gone to?
It's the quarantine.
Right? So.
No wonder we have a mental crisis so worldwide.
Think about all the trends that happened ever since we went on a lockdown.
Right. People watching people sleep.
That is
bizarre.
A market for that, apparently. If I have known, I should have done that like years ago. You know, I would be at the forefront of doing that. Like, I'm sleeping.
You know, the only persons I watched while they were sleeping were my kids. Why the heck would I watch a stranger? That's crazy, huh?
With mouth
half open, and the and you can see the whites of their eyes because their eyelids haven't really closed that tightly.
You know,
there is a market.
Yeah, there are even people that what they do is they peg at a certain amount, right? So until I reach this number of coins or until I reach this number of tokens, I'm not ending this live stream. So they'd go about their entire day like
just doing the live stream.
Yeah, just doing the live stream until they've reached that number of coins or tokens.
So why are we wasting our brains doing this podcast when all we can do is close our eyes and video ourselves and start making money?
You're actually you're onto something, George. Yeah, maybe we should ask like the podcasters to start sleeping and record and do a live stream. But yeah, you know what? It's like to each their own. Like kung ano yung gusto mong gawin, just do it. To each their own. And is this what's working for their market? And this is what's working for our market. And maybe there is some like in a Venn diagram, there is this overlap there where both markets meet, and maybe we can do something about that.
For a while here, I thought the idea of Iburol of St. Peter's Memorial Chapels was bizarre before, but that was a pretty brilliant idea, right?
Yeah.
Remember, this is happening before.
Yeah.
It's happening before the pandemic.
They
offered that for people who has like OFW families who cannot return to the country before. And now it's something that you can do because you cannot meet everyone.
Yeah, even Ilibing. There's even an Ilibing nowadays. It's crazy, huh? But it works.
Like Iburol and Ilibing, like it's streamed live, like to you. Yeah.
This is brought to you by Aristocrat Restaurant. For your pagpag needs, all you have to do is go to Aristocrat right after this funeral.
Now you can do takeouts, right? So now you can do takeout. You don't have to go to the restaurant itself. After the Ilibing or the Ilamay, you can, ipagpag using the delivery services of Aristocrat. Brought to you by Grab. Probably they're in Grab. And maybe. Or Food Panda, maybe.
Ang galing, ano? That's crazy.
This is change the title of this. This is how you bring in the sponsors seamlessly like how to bring sponsors organic.
Yeah, how many products have we mentioned today? Right?
Oh, we can list them down. Let's have Isabel send them a bill.
Right. They're receiving an invoice and they're like, we never sponsored a podcast. Yes, you did. Three people just talked about you guys. So
but you know, that's very interesting. And you know, I'll take you guys up on that about Boomer's Banquet. Because yeah. I think we need to go to the next level and we need advisors to do that for us. You know how it is. We're old fogies already and we need fresher minds to think for us.
And you know what? I think the Gen Zs or the Generation Zs have a lot of appreciation when it comes to the time music. That was before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have that market also that you need to tap, George, not just the millennials. So you need to tap those also. That's why when we found out about the time, it's something that you have to rethink about because you want them to be in the call, in the live, not just to watch the video. Because again, you don't want to be an afterthought. You want to be like, okay, they're going to go live. I have to check out the page.
Yeah, I want to be there.
I want to be there.
So there's a sense of immediacy, right?
Exactly. Yes. And don't we all make that? Like, there's a sense of immediacy, even with our fintech partners like Paymongo, right? So there's a sense of immediacy. That's why you don't have to wait in line at 7-Eleven anymore. You have to do is just, you know, pay by a Paymongo.
Yeah.
And that plug was brought to you by Paymongo. Uh-huh. Because there is a sense of urgency.
Miggy, I'm going to send you a bill. Miggy's my nephew.
Yeah, and I'm very good at doing that. So, Miggy ba, Miggy?
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah, so Miggy, I'm very good at doing that. You'll never know what hit you because how many times, you know, we've been dropping the name. But there is always a sense of urgency. And I think in any, you know, in marketing and in any product placement and any objectives that you have, one thing that you have to do is to create a sense of urgency for people to do your action items, to download, to watch, to buy now.
It has to be now.
It doesn't, you know, that's why they ask you to add to cart now. Add to cart now and get 50% off. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, time is going to run out. You don't want to be left alone. You know, it's not in your basket anymore. So, add to cart now. Mm-hmm. Even adding to cart, which is something that you can do in a later time, do it now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is that a reason why I see in Lazada you have to use your voucher now or else you lose the chance of using it?
Yes, that's part of the urgency. Uh-huh. The voucher is
like a coupon,
voucher.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yes. You will be creating a voucher of the same quality and of the same discount. But they want you to use it now. So their deadline is at the end of day. So that's part of the marketing as well.
And how are you going to use that? You have to buy something. They're getting something from you.
That's even worse than a demanding girlfriend or wife.
George, don't say that. We're going to be canceled, George. Don't say that.
Right?
Well, that is just like any demanding person that's asking you for anything. And it's working because, you know, if you want to get something done, like just, you know, keep on hammering on, like keep on hammering on it.
Obviously,
that's
working.
That's exactly the reason why we avail of these products or services in the first place, because we want things done immediately or more efficiently. So that's why people bite into the urgency that they sell us. Because they are also in a hurry themselves.
Yeah. This pandemic has really the attention span of everyone really shortened because of you can get anything, almost anything immediately. Think about food, Grab and groceries. You can just We have PureGo, which is a grocery now. Yes. You can do your groceries online. You have Grab. You can also do groceries there. You can get your food. Even the local Paluto are already in Grab. So you there get your
is
food
actually in, a paluto.
Yes, there is the paluto dampa, ones. Right? But, dampa, yeah, the dampa. It's all right. It's in Grab.
No kidding.
So
yes,
within an hour you get your fresh fresh crabs. But however you want it cooked, you have it with you within what? An hour, let's say that's the most, and you don't have to cook anymore. So this, what's happening with us, it really creates this sense of urgency for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was floored. I was floored with this post of Wolfgang Steakhouse, where a truck parks in front of your house and they cook the steak right in front of you.
Yes.
I have a friend who had Eileen. Hi, Eileen. Go. So Eileen and her husband, they had a date night, and Wolfgang went into their, I think, place, and had had it cooked.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it's amazing, diba?
Right, right.
My goodness.
And as well as, let's say, sip and go as well. You don't have to go to the studio anymore. They teach you the class in painting while you're sipping your wine.
Incredible. That's incredible. Well, everybody seems to be going online nowadays. And speaking of immediacy and the shortness of attention span, Patsy, how long have we been talking?
36 minutes and 38.
You know, time flies so fast. I can't believe that we always go over time. My rule is 30 minutes, and we've gone over. We never even followed our 30 minute limit for our past episodes.
For the last few episodes,
I'll try to be mindful next time and not long winded. I know sometimes I get long winded.
No, it's okay, because we learn a lot. We learn a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
This is nice because we could continue going on and on every week. It's a great excuse for us to keep seeing each other every week and talk about stuff, right?
Yeah.
Let's end that. I'll have to talk to my nephew about sponsoring us. maybe Jarell can go to Lydia's Lechon and do the same thing.
Miggy can sponsor other podcasts as well that are talking about businesses. Mm-hmm. We have a podcast called Career Mote, who's talking about being an entrepreneur and starting your career. So that's a great what we've talked about the last episode. How do we the first episode that we did all three together, three of us? How do we match brands? It's actually how cohesively we can add it in a show just like this with Lydia, with St. Peter. Think about Masterclass being sponsored by all of those things.
St. Peter's. Can you imagine that?
Saint, like, what?
Uh-huh. And the only time they used to advertise was All Saints Day.
Exactly. You know what? Yeah. I mean, exactly. Think about, I'm thinking about the stock in that company, like going up. With electronic services.
Yeah. Right now, you know how they advertise?
Fiber?
No, comments. Like sometimes they would leave comments on certain podcasts or TikTokers, and they would go, so hatid or sundo?
What? Wait, that's a bit wait, that's a bit.
No, but it gets people talking, right? I mean, that's probably not their official account, but it talks about the brand and it talks about the idea.
That's a very.
It's a bit sensitive, though.
It is, of course.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, you know what they say about trending topics? There are only two emotions that are cause trending topics, right? It's anger.
Love and hate. Yeah, anger.
In other
anger
words,
and love, right?
Love. So, anger and love, yeah.
You know, in other words, people are basically, or humans are basically voyeurs. They love gossip more than anything else, right?
No, they just want to be part of everything, George. That's,
that's voyeurism. You want to be part of everything.
Voyeurism. There you go.
Okay, so next week, our topic will be voyeurism, courtesy of Jerrell Tria, who's so good at that. And it's brought to you by GoPro. the best way to be a voyeur is to get a GoPro. Diba? Ganun na
yun. You want every day event to be part of your life.
Uh-huh. Very nice. Okay. So I'm sorry I have to cut this short because we've gone over our limit again, and I can hear my voice already. So maybe somebody's machine is giving up. We'll see you again next week. We'll see you again next week.
Is that me?
Yep, it is you. This has been Masterclass with PodMom Patsy Ferrer and Jerrell Tria, the lovely marketing maven who has these crazy ideas on how you can make money out of nothing. This has been George. Thank you for joining us. And Jerrell and Patsy will be with me again next week. Good night. God bless. At Mayorem Dei Gloriam.